AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith is going to the Supreme Court to get a quick ruling on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it involves executive privilege.
Justice Department policy bars indicting a sitting president, but there are no such restrictions on prosecuting a former commander-in-chief. Donald Trump's lawyers, though, say he cannot be charged for actions that fell within his official duties as president. A federal judge rejected that argument earlier this month, saying the presidency does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass.
The court is next scheduled to meet privately January 5th. It's unclear whether the justices would convene sooner to take up Smith's request. Her lawyers say Kate Cox, the pregnant woman in Texas who went to court for permission to get an abortion, has left the state to get the procedure. Cox was awaiting a ruling from the Texas Supreme Court, but the attorneys say her health is on the line and couldn't wait any longer. Cox was believed to be the first woman in the U.S. to ask a court for permission for an abortion since Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. Republicans in Congress want more aid for Ukraine and Israel to be tied to more money for border security. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington says it's Vladimir Putin's dream come true.
When they see the delays or some scandals, and they see freedom to fall when the support of freedom fighters go down, and people like Putin shouldn't even hope to conquer freedom.
Robert Crimmo III, the man accused of killing 7 people at a 4th of July parade near Chicago last year, fired his public defenders and plans to represent himself at trial. The Dow finished up 157 points. This is AP News. India's Supreme Court agrees with the decision to strip the status of Kashmir.
India's top court has upheld a 2019 decision by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government to strip Jammu and Kashmir's special status as a semi-autonomous region with a separate constitution and inherited protections on land and jobs. The 5-judge constitutional bench of the Supreme Court ruled the region's special status had been a temporary provision and that removing it in 2019 was valid. The unprecedented move also divides the region into 2 federal territories, Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir, both ruled directly by the centre. It's the first time in the history of India that a region's statehood has been downgraded to a federally administered territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ousted Fox News host Tucker Carlson is starting a streaming service, promising to tell the unadorned truth for $72 a year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.